The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. I really appreciate it. I think it's going to be a great day. It's a little bit cool out there, but at least the sun came up, and I think it's just going to, we're just going to make the best of it, aren't we? Before I forget, and I'll probably mention it again later in the show, next Sunday at 7:15, actually the festivities go from 6 p.m. until 7:30 p.m., Sunday, December 16th, the Clintonville Rotary Club, of which I'm a member, is putting on the Clintonville Christmas tree lighting ceremony that we do at the Whetstone Park of Roses Shelter House. This is our fourth annual. Mark your calendar. Come on out and join us. In past years, we've had a choir, we've had cookies, we've had crafts for the kids, all kinds of neat things. And then, of course, we have the official tree lighting ceremony, which is slated for 7:15. So mark it down, and I'll do my best to try to remind you one more time during the show. Now, also, if you can go to Dr. Kvitko, Mentness & Associates Facebook page and like us, that would be great. Keep in mind that podcasts of these shows are available at dentallyspeaking.com as well as drkvitko.com. Okay, so since Wednesday evening, I have been driving most of the time, driving to Texas and back in my rolling studio, my favorite vehicle, and we put out about 2,000, maybe 2,300 miles. And it was a great trip. It's warm down there, by the way. Something that we haven't seen up here in a while. It was like 80 degrees. I was in shorts and short sleeves. That was kind of neat. Kind of fun. While I was traveling, though, I ran into a dentist, Dr. Ellis. Dr. Ellis in Texarkana, Arkansas. And he is on Arkansas Boulevard. 870-772-1374 is his phone number. A nice guy. And we spoke a little bit during my trip, and I told him I'd give him a shout out. He said he might get up, and actually, if you're down there, the only way you can listen to the show is to listen online, sunny95.com. So if you're ever traveling and you want to listen to the show, you're out of the listening range, go to sunny95.com, click on Sunday Morning Programming, and I'm sorry, no, you just click on Listen Live. Yeah, just click on Listen Live, just like anything else. Okay, now, today's show is going to be a compilation of some Teeth Across America interviews that I've done, things that I do when I travel in my rolling studio. First one was from this past late fall, and I went to Titusville, Florida. When it starts, you're going to be able to hear that I couldn't remember the name of the city. Don't know why, but I couldn't at the time. And I interviewed some young folks from Australia, and I wanted to talk to them about dentistry in Australia as opposed to the United States. So let's go ahead and listen in. All right, so I'm doing one of my Teeth Across America series, and actually we are in, what's the name of this town? Did you guys remember when we drove in? What was the name of the town?
Anybody remember?
No? Remember.
Okay, I'll have to look that up. Yeah, I was driving in it. It's the Kennedy Space Center. Okay, and I ran into some folks that were on my team, and can I get your names? What's your name?
Madison.
Madison.
Dylan.
Dylan.
Natasha.
Natasha.
Paul.
Paul. Okay, and you guys are all from, are y'all from the same town?
Yeah, we are. We're all from Adelaide, Australia.
And where is that in relation to, like, Brisbane?
Well, it's south central Australia, so in relation to Brisbane, it's to the southwest.
What brought you guys here to the United States?
Travel.
Oh, just came for fun?
Yeah.
Just for a holiday.
A holiday, okay, cool. So you two couples always travel together?
Well, I'm with Paul.
Oh, I've got the two mixed up. Okay.
This is my younger brother.
and that's Dylan, and Natasha is Paul's older sister.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
So we're an odd family.
Okay, so you were with Paul, and then you each brought a sibling.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Now, are you guys about 25?
I'm 24.
24.
I'm 29.
29.
I'm 15.
15 right now. You are not. Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was kidding.
No,
we let him fly the space shuttle.
Yeah, we did. And I'm 19.
He did pretty good, though. He did pretty good.
Yeah.
He was our commander. And we're still, we live to speak about, to talk another day. Okay, now, in Australia, do you have, how is the dental insurance handled? Is it through individual policies, through employers? Is it a government-run program? Like, how do you guys pay for dental care there? It looks like Natasha knows.
There's private insurance, and then there's, you get, there's public insurance as well, but it's more the private.
So mostly
mostly private. If you wanted to pay for it, or you'd have to pay for it yourself.
Medicare, all of that. Medicare, yeah. Stuff like that.
Okay, so private would come from just your pocket or your employer?
I don't think employers. Some employers do, yes. But
employers, good employers, yes, but it's starting to die down a bit. They're trying to get rid of it.
They're trying to get rid of it. Okay, the employers would rather not pay for the dental insurance.
Yeah.
Okay, now, so if mostly it's coming out of your guys' pocket, what do you think, how is the cost compared to what you feel it, your ability to afford it?
Well, it depends, because people on lower income also have, we have a healthcare program for them, and so they get government subsidies on dental as well. So people on higher income will pay their private health insurance, and people on lower income get it paid for by the government.
How do you determine that? Is it is it like a poverty level, or
exactly? You know, below a certain threshold, you are entitled to the benefits of it.
Okay. Do you think the dental care is as good if you're on the Medicaid? I think you called it Medicaid. Did you call it Medicaid?
Medicare. Yeah, it turns out pretty well. Like, it helps a lot more than having to pay for it with your own pocket. It's good to have the help. Things like braces for kids and all sorts like that, and orthodontics and just general checkups at the dentist. And so,
now when your kids, let me think. I'm trying to remember what country it was. One country, it was in Poland. The dentists actually come to the schools from the time the kids are, I think, first grade, once a year. Do they do anything?
When I was in primary school, we did have them. I'm not sure whether they still have them. I presume they would. I don't know whether they still... They don't have them anymore.
No. Dylan's never seen it?
No.
And you're the youngest?
Yeah.
They used to have it, not anymore. Yeah.
Obviously. Back in my day.
Okay, now, in the United States, about 40% of our population doesn't go to the dentist on a regular basis. That means once every 2 years or so. So how do you think that would stack up in Australia?
Probably about the same, I'd say. I'd say there's a lot of people that don't go to the dentist very often, mm-hmm. unless there's a problem.
How often do you go to the dentist, Tasha?
Every few years.
Oh, every few years? So you're one of those?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got good teeth, though. So.
But you have good teeth. Okay. So the general feeling now, of course, in England, do you guys tease about British teeth like we do in the United States?
Yes.
Except that we have British background, so it doesn't help us, really.
It doesn't help us. Well, I guess in a way the United States does too, right? Because we were a colony at one point. But have you heard of summer teeth? You know what summer teeth are?
No.
No?
Well, keep in mind, it's radio. There's lots of shaking heads. But summer teeth means some are here, some are there.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
That would be how we might describe British teeth.
Yes.
So you guys have had pretty good experiences. Do you like going to the dentist? Are you afraid? What kind of thoughts do you have? We'll start with, Paul, right? Paul?
Yeah. Dentist is always okay. I usually go once every 6 months.
Okay, so you go more than everybody else combined, it looks like.
Pretty much, yeah. No, it's always been good. I mean, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the dentist, as most people are, but these days it's just a regular occurrence, I suppose.
So he's the poster child for if you go on a regular basis and take care of your teeth, it's no big deal because you don't have cavities for the most part.
Exactly.
And if you do, they're small and they can fix them when they're small.
Exactly.
And inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
So Natasha, okay, she's got something. Sorry. Yeah.
That there was a gap of 8 years that Paul didn't go to the dentist. From school until he went, so yes.
And he can't remember that.
No, there wasn't.
Yes,
was. No, there was not 8. Well, from when I finished school.
Yeah, you said I hadn't been in 8 years, but my teeth were good.
I was exaggerating. It was about 3 years, 3 or 4 years.
Yep. Anyway, What was the question?
The question was whether Paul's a liar or not, I think. But no, the question was your thoughts about dental care as far as your experiences.
Yeah, good. I wouldn't say I'm afraid of the dentist. I'd prefer not to go, but I wouldn't say it's too bad.
Now, do you know, yes, true or false, cavities hurt? When you have a cavity in a tooth, you'll know about it, true or false?
I actually have never had a cavity. So,
Who's lying now?
In my adult teeth, I haven't. So, when I was younger, I did, but I don't remember having it. No, I haven't had one in my adult teeth.
Okay. All right. So, you wouldn't be the one to ask. How about Dylan? True or false? If you have a cavity, you would know about it.
False. I'm not sure.
That's correct. You would not know about it. Cavities don't hurt. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
You did know that. Good. So when it starts to hurt, what does that usually mean? Okay.
Sinus infection. No clue.
So we have no clue. Sinus infection. Paul?
It's infected, basically.
Infected?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah. Abscess or something. Okay.
That's right. Yeah. It means that the decay has gotten so deep into the tooth that now it needs a root canal. And in some cases, it needs extracted if you waited too long. So you haven't been in 3 years, and you say you don't have any cavities, but you might, because there's no outward indicator to you until it's bad enough that, okay, now I need a root canal. You don't want that, right?
No.
Okay, how long was the flight to get over here from, tell me the name of the city again, because all I can think of was Brisbane. Adelaide, okay. Adelaide. How long was the flight?
Came around about way. Came through Hong Kong and then over to New York. We didn't come straight to Orlando. So
you were just traveling and decided.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you didn't get lost and.
No, we did okay. We did okay.
Okay. How long would it be if you went directly from Australia to here? Any idea?
18
hours. 18?
Yeah.
18 to LA, and then it'd probably be another 5 hours on top.
Yeah. So that's the shortest way, is to come from west to east, instead of, I guess, flying across Europe.
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't spun the globe lately. I haven't really looked at it. So, were you on one of those big Airbus planes were you?
Yep.
Wow. Tell me about that.
It was pretty good. Flew Qantas, which is pretty good.
Those things don't even look like they should be able to fly, do they?
Yeah, but they do, so.
So, I've never been in one. No, I've watched them land and take off when I was at Heathrow last year, waiting for our plane. And they're amazing. Did you hear the story about the one that clipped a smaller plane because the wings are so long and it kind of spun the little plane around? You saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of those big Airbuses.
It was a small business jet that it clipped. I saw the video of it. Yeah.
Oh, did you? Yeah, and it just spun it around. The people in the big jet didn't even know it. They'd hit anything.
No.
It's funny. All right, you guys have any dental questions that you've been just wondering about and you've been afraid to ask? No? No? Okay, did you have braces?
Yeah, I had like the Invisalign for 6 months and then...
Just 6 months worth?
Yeah. Okay. Mine weren't very crooked in the beginning. They were just starting to move because my molars were coming through, and then they found out I don't even have wisdom teeth, so...
Oh, so what was coming through?
Just my molars.
Oh, yeah. When your second molars,
yeah.
Okay. Because wisdom teeth are molars too. It's the last set. How about you, Dylan?
I've never had braces.
Okay, so you're just one of the lucky ones. And but you did have braces, right, Natasha?
Yeah, I did.
And then Paul?
I should have had braces, but I didn't get them.
Oh, you know what? Obviously, that could be corrected with the Invisalign that you had. But there's another system out there called the 6 month smiles. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
It's really cool. We can straighten teeth like yours in 6 months or less. Usually, I do it in about three.
Fantastic.
So you just wear clear braces, tooth-colored wires, and if you go every 2 weeks, like I have my patients come, you'll have straight teeth in about 3 months.
Sounds pretty good.
Might want to check it out. You can go online, okay? Hey, guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate the chance to talk to you, and like I said, I'll let you know. In fact, I'll tell you now. You can go to sunny95.com and listen live if you want, or podcasts are available at dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, okay? And on iTunes, you have to look under Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko, okay? Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Ketsamo fi Dentally Speaking ma Dr. Kvitko ma Sony 95 marhaba bikum. Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? You should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. Another quick reminder that next Sunday from 6 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. at the Whetstone Park of Roses, back by the Shelter House, the Clintonville Rotary is putting on a Christmas tree lighting. So all are welcome. Crafts for the kids, Christmas music. Last year there were cookies, hot chocolate, coffee. It's free. Just come on out and enjoy. It's a really neat thing. Okay. So it was kind of neat talking to those young folks from Australia. Remember that we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day each week. And so you need to remember what town they were from. They were from Adelaide. Okay, try to remember that because I even forgot it once during the interview. Okay, the other thing is I've mentioned a lot. And if you didn't know, we have a thing called the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund. It allows us to put on events like Dentistry from the Heart, and the golf outing that we use to raise money for Down syndrome, as well as working to try to bring a TeamSmile.org event to Columbus. So if you're so moved, you can go to either dentallyspeaking.com or drkvitko.com and click on the link there. It'll allow you to make a donation, and anything you can do would be very much appreciated. Now, when we do the question of the day, and we're not doing it right now, I'm just kind of letting you know, the winner will receive free flowers from Weisdemmer Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And another caller is going to win a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. Okay, so today, as I mentioned, is kind of a Teeth Across America show, but there is this one little other audio thing I want to throw in here. It's not a Teeth Across America. It's from my office. And you may know that I do a lot of smile makeovers, total makeovers. And in fact, when we do them, we do these very long appointments. The people are almost always sedated. In some cases, the appointment is may last 10 hours, could be a couple appointments of 6, 7, 8 hours, whatever. Whatever it takes to get every tooth corrected. And so I have this woman that we talked to her about her teeth. They weren't so great when we first met a few years back. She really wanted them to look nice, but she was in a mode where it was, just get me healthy, just keep me comfortable. Really would love to have a beautiful smile, but I can't afford it yet. But I do want to be healthy, so which is great, by the way. That's what we really want. And I want people to know that if you have dental disease and you can't afford everything, at least get something done. Get it started. Get a temporary filling. You know, get something done. If you can only afford the root canal, do that. Put a temporary filling in, and then you can afford the filling, then you can afford the crown. But if you do nothing, the teeth just almost disintegrate, turn to mush, then there's nothing we can do. We have to take it out. Then you're looking at an implant, which is usually more expensive than saving the tooth. Implants are great, but they're a little more expensive. So, hey, if you can hang on to the original equipment, you should. So anyway, I had this woman in, and you're going to hear her name, first name only, although she did sign a form that says we can share her name. And in fact, she asked if she could be on the, what we call the Wall of Fame, the folks whose teeth we've done over, the smiles we've made over, and we have the before and the after. And this woman is just absolutely gorgeous now. She looks just like a model if you saw her picture, and I think we'll try to get it up on the website. And she was in for, what was it? A follow-up appointment. I think it might have been a cleaning or something. And she asked me if I'd ever played this little interview clip, because when we finished her makeover, she offered, or I forget how it came about, but when we were getting ready to show her teeth for the first time, we recorded it. It's only short. It's a couple minutes. But let's go ahead and listen to it. Then we'll talk a little bit more about it when we're done. All right. So we just finished a complete smile makeover on Athena, and we're going to give her a mirror so she can see it, since she wants to stand up so she can see it. So come on over here, stand up, and I'm going to hand you the mirror and we'll see what you think. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Here. Ready? Smile.
Yeesh, look how pretty. It's all white and beautiful. It's worth everything.
You like them?
I love them.
Okay. Now your lip's still numb, so it doesn't come down.
Yeah, it doesn't come down, but...
We'll get another picture. We'll get a picture in a week.
Okay, thank you. You're so pretty.
Okay.
And my gold one.
Oh, and you have one gold one. That's right, at your request. A little, like a little jewelry, huh?
Reminder.
Okay, cool. All right.
Oh, Dr. Vico, everybody's going to say, your smile is so beautiful. They do already, but even more.
Good, good, good.
Aw.
All right, now, as I sedate people. She was still sedated. That's why she was talking a little bit funny. And, of course, like I said, her lip was numb. So when you smile, if your lip doesn't go up, it doesn't look like a great smile yet. But I need to talk about, or I want to talk about, just the change I've seen in her since we did this. Because she comes in so happy. It's just like her life has been transformed. Her and her husband are doing all kinds of things together, concerts, riding their scooters. She was telling me how she went to this concert and they were up close and the guys in the band were all staring at her and thought it was her imagination, and her husband said, no, they were staring at you. You know, things like that. So, and it's just so rewarding. And she started off, by the way, as one of the folks who, when she smiled, had visible holes in her teeth, visible cavities on front teeth. And we had her in the best holding pattern we could for a few years until she got to the point where she got both up. I imagine it was not only her nerve, but be able to afford to have all of these teeth redone. And she's just it's a different person. It's just amazing. Just amazing. So it's a lot of fun to do. If you're one of those people that wants to have your smile made over at some point, but you think that it's too far gone, and you look in the mirror and you think, oh, they can't save that, you would be very, very surprised. I'm sure you would be surprised. What you ought to do is actually just pick up the phone, call, and come in and let us decide, you know, what's needed. Because I can't tell you how many people come in and they say, well, my tooth broke off at the gum line, I guess you have to pull that. And we don't. Or I have so many cavities and I've probably never seen anything so bad. Probably just need dentures, and they don't. So there does come a point where there's not a whole lot left for us to do, but you would be surprised. You really would. Honestly, I'm surprised myself sometimes at what little tooth structure we can start with and turn it into a full-fledged functioning tooth that looks gorgeous, and you can still chew, and you can talk, and you can, you know, laugh and kiss and all that. So keep in mind that your teeth do a lot for you. They involve every laugh, every kiss, every word, every chew, okay? They're very, very, very important. And what I try to do with the show is make dentistry less scary. Not just saying, oh, come in, it's not going to hurt, it's not going to be scary. I mean, just let's just, you know, think about it a little bit, try to make it fun. Some of these interviews that we do with folks around the world, the ones that are coming up later on in the show, what we did, I'll tell you now what's coming up, is I went to a place called Sky Venture. It is indoor skydiving. And we've all maybe seen the video of the older lady who jumped out of a plane for the first time. It looked like somewhere in her, maybe her 80th birthday or I don't know. Anyway, I've seen the video and like she's smiling for the camera and her denture flies out. Has anybody seen that one? and so I thought, well, let's just go and do this experience and talk to the folks down there. And as it turns out, the instructors who are in this little room with you, it's an octagon shaped room, and they help you. You go through all of the same motions that you would do with real skydiving, and actually you're in the, you can float in there longer than you would in a normal jump. And apparently it's a little bit dangerous for the instructors because sometimes they get popped in the mouth with somebody's arm or foot or head or whatever. So there are definitely some dental considerations for skydiving, and not the least of which is hoping your dentures don't fly out. So maybe if you never needed dentures in the first place, if you had implants or you kept your own teeth, you wouldn't be worrying about that video being you on YouTube or something. So anyway, but the with the makeovers and with Athena, and you know, if you ever want to, I don't know, come in and see some of the people that are on that Wall of Fame, it's pretty neat for people. Rather than us having to like say, is it okay if we put your picture up, we have people asking me, when do I get to be on the Wall of Fame? You know, I want my teeth be that much more, you know, different, that much better than they were when I walked in, so that you feel comfortable putting me up on that wall. Okay, now, I think what we'll do is we are going to go to Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And so remember, I tried to remind people what the answer is, and hopefully you are paying attention. If not, I guess you'll just have to guess. But soon we're going to do the question of the day. And the winner is going to receive free flowers from Weistumber Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. Another caller gets a free propane tank refill from Allen Creek Army and Marine. But before we do that, we have to have you listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day is, from where in Australia were the folks I interviewed about dental care as it takes place in Australia? Was it A, Brisbane, B, Sydney, or C, Adelaide? From where in Australia were the folks I interviewed about dental care in Australia? Was it A, Brisbane, B, Sydney, or C, Adelaide? And the number to call, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY, and go ahead and call now.
Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kavitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkavitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kavitko, ici sur votre radio préférée on Sunny 95.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko at aol.com.
I'm gonna love you with my hands, God. Show me your teeth.
Tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we have Michelle on the line. Actually, we had Michelle and Marge. I think we lost Marge. So, Marge, if you're listening, you also had the correct answer. Call back, please. But in the meantime, hi, how are you, Michelle?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. What's the answer?
Adelaide, C.
That's right. You could remember when I couldn't. So you are going to receive the free flowers from Vice Denver Florist.
Okay.
And Michelle,
thank you.
I'm always curious what people, what do you do for a living?
I work for a realtor. She does...
you do all the hard work behind the scenes?
Well, she specializes in foreclosed homes, and I do all the billing to the banks for her.
Oh, okay. Okay.
For the expenses.
Must be fun getting to send banks bills.
Yes.
Instead of the reverse.
It's hard to get money out of them, though.
Oh, imagine that. Anyway. Hey, I need you to hold on the line so that my producer can get your address, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for
you
calling,
again.
And thanks for listening. All right, so if Marge, if you call back, we'll get your information. You'll be the winner of the free propane tank refill. If you don't call back, we'll leave the phone lines open, 459-9769, 459-WSNY, and we'll leave that open for another caller if you would like to claim that before Marge. And I guess if Marge happens to call, we'll give away two. Okay, so now, as I mentioned, I went and did a experience where I did this skydiving experience, and I did it. I always do this to try to, like, you know, what's the dental ramifications of everything? You know, like when I went to the Kennedy Space Center and talked to the astronauts, it was, how do you brush your teeth in space? Well, has there ever been a dentist in space? Well, in this case, we're talking about skydiving and dentistry. And so let's go ahead and start with this. And it's a little bit of a long interview, and then we'll talk more about it after. Okay, so I'm doing one of my Tooth Across America series interviews, and I am in Orlando, Florida. I'm at a place called iFly Orlando, and used to be called Sky... I'm with Nick. Nick, what's your name?
It's Nick Romeo. I'm the Director of Marketing and Sales here.
Okay, cool. Now, it used to be called Sky Ventures. What did that name change come about?
We changed it about 3 years ago and rebranded most of our tunnels to the iFly name around the world. We still do have Sky Ventures around the world, but out of the 24 tunnels, a handful of them are now iFlys.
Really? So there's 24. I didn't know that. What other cities could we find one in?
In the United States, you could find one in New Hampshire, in North Carolina, Orlando, California, we have two, Colorado, Utah, and Washington State.
Okay. Now, I have my son and daughter-in-law live in Colorado. We've been there a bunch of times, but never went. Was it, you said Denver?
Yeah, that one over there is called Sky Venture.
Oh, okay, okay.
So you won't find that one there. You won't find a Nightfly. You'll find a Sky Venture over there.
Okay, now, is there a reason why... You said there's one in New York, though, so I guess it's not a weather-related thing.
No, it's New Hampshire we have.
Okay, is that better weather than New York City, New York area?
No, it just depends on the area. A lot of these are franchises that we have. We do have some corporate-run ones and then franchises. So the corporate ones are some of the high-end cities, Seattle, Orlando. We're opening up Austin in December is our brand-new one in the United States. So those are the more high-end cities. But we do have a lot that are in many other cities that are very busy also. Utah is incredible because that one has, I think they have a rock climbing wall and a wave runner with them also.
So is it just that it's a little more expensive to set it up in a big city like in L.A. or something like that?
Well, if you're looking at L.A., we have L.A., we have City Walk, we're actually at L.A., but if someone's looking in New York, of course, the real estate over there is kind of expensive, so it does get a little high there.
What do you need, about 2 acres?
No, we don't need as much. We have ones that are in actually in strip centers.
Really?
Yes. So spaces, we don't need the.
You could go straight up.
We could go straight up. That's it. Yeah. Okay. So that's.
See, I have a vacant rental space. It's 4,500 square feet. Could I put one there?
That you'd have to talk to our corporate office, but you never know. You never know.
On the same strip center as my dental office. Okay. Now, when and I've done this before, and it's really cool. And by the way, I have a son-in-law who lives in Austin.
So see, he's able to play there and play at that one. That's brand new. That's going to be the most modern technology. We change them every year. But a lot of the times we look at cities that have huge skydiving teams because they need to train. Right. So we do a lot of skydivers in our tunnels. So that's why we choose those cities that we're in, is because of the amount of skydivers that'll be able to train and learn how to jump out of planes.
Yeah, I don't think people realize. Well, first of all, iFly Orlando, it's this tube. It's this tower with four huge fans that drive air up through a wire mesh floor.
Correct, and you're being sucked up, and you could get, we do ages 3 and older, but the wind speed, it could get up to about 130, 140 miles an hour that you're being sucked up.
And by the way, the building code in Central Ohio is that buildings need to withstand 80-mile-an-hour winds, and you're going 130?
Yeah, and we have tunnels that are even bigger that go faster than that.
Wow, like a jet engine or something?
Yeah, so.
Okay, now that's really cool. All right, now I've seen a YouTube video, I think a lot of people have, of this grandma. I think she might have been 80 or 88 or something, and something she'd always wanted to do, and they took her up for a tandem jump, and somebody's filming it, and her upper and lower dentures fall out. Or maybe it's just the upper, I don't know. Did you see that one?
Yes, I did. And that, in fact, about 2 weeks ago, we had a 91-year-old woman fly with us here, and you would have never known she was so active that she was 91. You know, they just have that thrill. They're as thrill seekers as the young ones are.
So other than being less than 3, you're never too young or too old to do this.
Exactly right. We fly 3 and older.
Now, I was a little surprised. The price seems pretty affordable. I think people would think it'd be terribly expensive because it is. By the way, it's like real skydiving. You get the exact same sensation. And I don't think people realize. By the way, my oldest son jumped out of a plane on his 18th birthday.
Have you jumped out of a plane yet?
No, and the yet is probably never going to happen. But and then he took his younger brother, who's with us today, who is, let's see, about 5-6 years younger, on his 18th birthday. Didn't tell mom or dad. Didn't tell us. He just took him skydiving. So, how about you? Did you start off jumping out of planes, and then you got involved in this, or?
No, I've never jumped out of a plane. Okay.
So we have that in common.
Yes, very much. I only fly in the tunnels. That's it.
Yeah, I figure why take the risk when you have the same sensation and you're never more than a few feet off the ground, right?
Well, that's true. But skydiving is an amazing activity, amazing adventure sport, and people just love doing it. And this is just there are people that say, I really want to try to jump, but I have that fear of doing the jump. And that's when we say, come and try us out. You're going to get that feeling of that sensation. And many of those people end up jumping out of planes because they realize it's the same sensation.
Yeah, I did parasailing once. And once they kind of let the rope get limp, once they had me up there, it felt like I was parachuting down. But I'll tell you, one of my biggest fears about the real parachuting, besides the fact that the chute might not open, is that what looks like a jolt when that thing opens.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works on that, but I could honestly tell you, you are getting that free fall sensation in our tunnel. Now, when you're in a regular jump at about 15,000 feet, you're only going to be free falling for about 46, 48 seconds.
So the sensation I'm going to get in iFly Orlando is the same thing you'd get for 48 seconds when you jump out of a plane?
Correct, but you're doing that for 2 1-minute flight rotations. So really, it's equal to about 2.5 jumps out of a plane.
Cool. That's really neat to know. That's really neat. Now, so have you ever had anybody with a denture that popped out while they were in your tunnel here?
You just watch funny videos maybe this year. There
really?
Might be something really good.
Seriously? There might be one on America's Funniest Videos?
There might be.
What do they call that? AV, what do they call that show now? They gave it just initials. So let's see, America's Funniest Home Video.
AVF? AVF, American Funniest Videos.
Okay, AFE.
AFE, something like, yeah, that's an AFE.
Okay, AFE. So you guys got permission to submit one?
a family had submitted something, but I'm not telling you what's going to happen. But just this fall, just look and watch.
Okay. Now, in your questionnaire, of course, you ask about neck injuries, back injuries, any other reason somebody should shoulder injuries, because you have to hold your arms out, and your arms are how you stay stable and how you steer. Do you ask anybody if they have a partial, they might want to take it out? I mean, obviously you're not going to ask somebody to take out a complete denture because that would be embarrassing, but what about other things, retainers, things like that?
Anything that's loose in your mouth, we ask you to take out, unless you feel that they're secure. Anything that's loose anywhere, we ask jewelry to come off, necklaces, earrings, rings, bracelets, everything. We don't want anything, because you are being sucked up at 100 to 130 miles an hour, and anything to can fly off and fly out. So you can wear your glasses if you have glasses, because we have goggles that are designed for people who wear glasses. So that's safe with no problem. But otherwise, we've had many of things fly out of the tunnel.
Okay. And I was just thinking, I went ahead and ordered the DVD and the pictures. Mm-hmm. And so maybe the week before we run this show, this episode, I might go ahead and put them up on the website. We have a website, dentallyspeaking.com, and we'll have a this on this week's show kind of a section, like a picture of my next guest, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that would be great. You know, video is the best thing. We're a very visual attraction. We might be able to talk about it, and people would understand, well, that's what's going to happen, but they've got to see what's going to go on.
Okay, we'll have to see if there's some way I can get some of the sound effects. I don't know if I can turn this on when the wind tunnel comes on.
When you go upstairs, before you go into the tunnel, before you go in, I think there's a class that's going to be going on before you. Try to get that. You'll get that hearing of the tunnel itself. But you're not going to be able to turn any microphone on when you're in the tunnel.
Oh, I know, because I won't be able to hold on to it.
Definitely, definitely.
And then one last question, or a series of questions. Does so Sky Venture is the corporate of company that now has rebranded iFly Orlando, iFly Utah, iFly...
I fly San Francisco, Hollywood, Seattle, Austin will be an iFly. We have iFly Dubai, iFly Singapore. They're all around the world.
iFly Dubai. Cool. Now, does your company offer dental insurance? Just curious.
Yes, we do.
Good deal. That's good. You'd be amazed how many people I talk to, and they don't offer dental insurance. And we did a Air Combat USA experience, which is where you go up in these little fighter planes and you dogfight. You go 360, you go upside down, sideways, you do... Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know, something about that felt safer than jumping out of a plane, because then there's no pilot to help me.
No, I'd still fly in our tunnel.
And they didn't have insurance, and it just seemed like it was kind of a high-end recreational sport, and I thought a company that I thought it was large would offer dental insurance. But as it turns out, it's kind of a mom-and-pop store, and a lot of the cost goes to those planes and the pilots, because they employ pilots from that, you know, former Air Force pilots and things. Okay, cool. So how many employees do you guys have here in Orlando?
In Orlando, we're about 30.
Wow, that's pretty big. That's like three times me. I have about 10 or 11 at my dental office.
Yeah, we have different shifts because we have the day shift and the night shift. Now, we fly sometimes. I mean, this year we've flown 23 hours straight. So we have shifts constantly going around. So we'll fly from 10 in the morning till 10:30 at night, but then we have skydivers that fly light.
Is there a limit? Is there so much noise that you can't turn this machine on after a certain time of day?
No, where we are, we're lucky. We're in a tourism section, so we have there's no hotels that are right close to us, so we can fly at any time.
Okay, well, that's really cool to know. All right, so tell me again, if somebody wanted to find iFly, because I know it's iFly, it's called iFly Indoor Skydiving, that's the name of the company, and then
right.
The city just helps you find your local city.
Right.
And what's your guys' website?
Well, we have a new website that's coming that's going to be launching. It's actually going to be iFlyWorld.com, and that's going to be starting in about 30 days, but right now you could find us at iFlyOrlando.com. The iFly World will be able to find every single iFly in the world once you get to that site.
Okay, and you'll be launching it at 130 miles an hour?
Oh, definitely. We also have our Facebook page and our Twitter page.
Okay, and so that means come, what, Thanksgiving it'll be live?
Yes, probably even closer before that.
Okay, very good, Nick. I appreciate it, and we'll bring this... device up and try to get some of that 130 degree wind noise.
And go enjoy yourself.
I'm sorry, 130 mile an hour wind noise. Thanks again.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay. Okay, so we just had our briefing of how we're supposed to skydive. And we have been fitted with flight suits, helmets, goggles. Every loose piece of jewelry had to be taken off. And you have to have tennis shoes. And so in a minute, looks like there's a group in there now. In a minute, it'll be our turn. And what this is like an octagon-shaped room. And there's an outer wall, like a room that you sit in until it's your turn. And then they bring you in one at a time and teach you how to fly. And it looks like at the end of each run, the instructor kind of takes you for a ride and allows you to do some fun things you probably aren't qualified to do yet on your own. But it's going to be fun, and hopefully we'll be able to hear it. We'll be able to hear. My goggles are fogging up. I got to get them fixed. All right, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunday 95.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
All right, welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. So more about iFly Orlando here in a minute, the flying experience where you can feel like skydiving without actually having to jump out of a plane. But I wanted to mention that this Saturday from noon to 4, Sunday 95, as part of Sunday 95's fundraiser for Children's Hospital, some of us, my team and some other folks, are going to be wrapping gift Christmas presents, doing gift wrapping to raise money. And so if you want a package wrapped really poorly, then I'll be there between 2 and 4. I'm not the best Christmas wrapper, but me and my wife and my office manager, Mary Jane, and I think a dental assistant, Carrie, I think is coming, and my daughter, Mindy, and I think my son, Tony. So we're all going to be there wrapping gifts, so come on over and say hello. Promise to do the best I can. We'll raise some money for Children's Hospital. Probably I'll be wearing our dentistry shirts. We have black shirts with a red word dentistry on it, so you'll hopefully be able to recognize us, because I know, being radio, you probably have no clue what I look like. But that's okay. I don't know what you look like either. So anyway, that is this Saturday at Polaris. And again, don't forget the Christmas tree lighting on Sunday, December 16th, 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Park of Roses. Now, the next segment that we're going to listen to for this interview, I did bring my recorder up into the air chamber, and I was secretly recording some air noise before my instructor came out to actually take the microphone in. Did my best to edit out a lot of the sound, the times when I'm not speaking, but you're probably going to have to find yourself having to turn up the volume on your radio because it's so noisy, but I'm still talking. So sorry about this, but this is the best we can do, and this is what it sounds like. So here we go. All right, well, couldn't take the microphone in while I was flying, but we'll have some
pictures on the website and video. I think we'll have video. Anyway, it's pretty exhilarating. It's like this loud wind noise. I don't know if it's a fan or a wind, but it's pretty fun, and it gives you the exact feeling of flying, or rather jumping out of an airplane, skydiving. And apparently, like the guy said, like Nick said, you're only doing this motion, this free fall, for about 48 seconds in a regular parachuting jump. And in this instance, we fly for a minute at a time. And at the end, Aaron, it takes you up high up into the tube, kind of goes around in a circle. It's pretty cool. If you ever get a chance to do it, you should. Nobody's dentures have fallen out or anything like that. It's pretty neat. So in a minute, I think Aaron's going to take my microphone inside the chamber. I don't know. I hope it doesn't fly away. We'll know here in a minute. He's got somebody in the chamber now. He's doing really well. He's just flying, free flying in the chamber. He's going to be helping him. He's kind of centered. Oh, actually, it's a guy. With the goggles and the helmet and everything's covered. Can't see hair. I did notice that while I was doing it, it made my mouth water. I was smiling so much that I wasn't breathing through my nose. I was breathing through my mouth. Hopefully the pictures won't show me doing it. And I noticed some other people are keeping their mouth closed and just breathing through their nose. But more often than not, people are smiling so big. It's just an amazing thing. And how they're going up, they're going up and down inside the cylinder. Alright, so this is what it sounds like at the base of the big fan. It's cordoned off by a chain link fence, but it's this huge area with a big air intake. It has a grate across it so it won't suck up things, I assume. But I imagine if you stood under there, it might want to draw you up into it, hence the fence. Okay. Tell me what you just said about the instructors. This is Nick again.
What?
We just flew about the instructor. We had an instructor that got whacked in the nose today.
Oh, you always get, the instructors always get hit in the face or hurt, but they're all safe. It's very safe. I think it's more than you guys hurting our instructors than anything else.
So you said they've gotten fat lips?
Oh, definitely. Fat lips, whacked in the nose. They get it all the time.
Loose teeth?
No. Well, loose teeth, but I don't think they've ever had a tooth knocked out from a person's foot or a head or anything like that. Yeah, we've been pretty good that way.
Just knocked loose, not knocked out.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Well, that was really fun. And I guess we all graduated. Right? I guess unless you got sucked out the top, you graduate, right?
That's it.
You guys ever have like a bird or something go on the bottom?
Not
that you know of?
I know of, no. We've had like the rocks from the
parking lot and things like that when it gets windy, but people aren't really flying when that happens.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's cool.
Bugs fly in.
I have bugs.
We've had an instructor that had a bee get stung in his lip.
Do you have to stop during that rainstorm like yesterday?
When it rains here, as long as we're not, it's very weird. If it's a regular straight down rain, we're good. But if it's a rain that's heavy on an angle, that's when it's going into the tunnel, they have to stop.
Oh,
because
okay.
It hurts. Raindrops hurt.
It'd be like skydiving in a hurricane.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
That's cool. That's cool to know. All right.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
It's the real thing this spring at Alum Creek RV and Marine. Their spring RV sales event is going on now with deep discounts on new and used trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes to make room for new inventory. The 2013s are here and the last of the 2012s must go. Hours have expanded, open until 8 on Tuesday and Thursday nights. Check out their specials on service, on scooters, and their RV rentals. An award winner, 40 years and going strong, Alum Creek RV and Marine. I-71 north of Columbus, call 740-363-4060. Or shop at alumcreekrvandmarine.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes, and then they take away your teeth, too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kavitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kavitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita, Sunny 95.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all.
All right, so that was I Fly Orlando, and as you heard, there are 22 different locations around the world, which I was not aware of, and it's very fun, and it's safe, and, you know, I don't own stock in the company or anything. I just thought it was cool. Now, I will tell you that I talked to them a little bit about why don't their instructors wear mouth guards if they're getting popped in the mouth, and they kind of looked at me like I was crazy because they don't think of it, I guess, as a contact sport, and yet it is a contact sport, at least in that little room. So, you know, we're always trying to protect teeth and help people keep their beautiful smile or make it more beautiful. I do want to remind folks that you can still help the folks who were affected by Hurricane Sandy by texting. If you want to send $25, text the word donate to 90999. If you want to donate $10, text the word Red Cross to 90999. They're both the same phone numbers, just the word makes the difference. So $25, text the word donate, and $10, you would text the word Red Cross. And again, that number that you would text to is 90999. Okay, so we're almost out of time, and remember that podcast of these shows, every show that I've ever done, and today's show, by the way, was show number 257. Yep, 257. Coming up on our 50-year anniversary in, I think it's January. So I'm pretty proud of that and been having a lot of fun and appreciate all of the folks that tune in and listen. I want to make sure that everybody has a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, wonderful holiday. And come on out to Polaris Mall and say hi. I promise I'll do a good job at wrapping your present, or at least my very best. No, I mean, it's the money's going to go to a great cause, which is Children's Hospital, Nationwide Children's Hospital. I have a couple guests that I can't really announce yet because they're tentative, so I was going to tell you who's coming up, but I better not, just in case I don't get the date right or we have to postpone or something. But stay tuned. Want to congratulate the Buckeye basketball team for their win yesterday. Looks like it was a interesting game. I wish I could have been there, but I was driving in my rolling studio. I was having fun. And if you're ever around and see it, wave or honk, and I'll love to wave back. So, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunday 95. Tune in next Sunday at 8. We're on from every Sunday from 8 till 9. Goodbye.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.